what's going on, what's happening in Africa. This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move, don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Welcome to Upfront on The Voice of America. My name is Jackson Vunganyi here in Washington, D.C. at The Voice of America Studios. Now, Winston Churchill once said, quote, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." And he was not necessarily referring to philanthropy per se. He was rather articulating the idea that people during their lifetime need to constantly be aware of their community and be socially responsible to it. And even though today we're not having a debate entirely about individuality versus collectivism, we're going to have a discussion of our responsibility to the community in which we live, and in a large sense, the global village that we inhabit. Now, there are some legitimate arguments to individuality, but many agree that when you are part of a society, you have the same responsibility to its development as everyone else that is in that society or community. And we know it's easy to sit by and watch from the sidelines as others give their time to community service, others engage in developmental activities, volunteer for local initiatives, etc. I mean, there is a level of belligerence and presumption in that idea. However, one should not forget that social change does not come from outside. It is locally driven by people who feel that they should not rely on anyone else to solve their problems. Also, social responsibility should not be seen as primarily volunteering one's time to a local socioeconomic cause. It could also mean that if you have a business or non-profit organization, a non-profit venture, that you behave in ways that are ethical and sensitive to the community within which you operate. That means that you recognize and respect the social, cultural, economic, and most importantly, environmental aspects of that community. So on our show today, we'll talk to social entrepreneurs who are partly the drivers of a new economic model in many African societies. And even though social responsibility is not necessarily the same as social entrepreneurship, they both go hand in hand in one way or another. And we will get an expert to tell us a little bit about the difference or similarity between these two concepts. But we want to highlight the fact that you can essentially make a living from creating opportunities for others while helping the community in which you live in. At least that's part of the philosophy around social entrepreneurship. Let's get straight into the conversation. What do you feel is your social responsibility? This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Yes, as a community member, like in my area, I do have a responsibility, especially where cleanliness and sanitation are concerned, because I like it when people are in a clean environment. It's healthy. Making sure that the area around me is clean, like gathering rubbish, you can gather members around, collect family members in that area, and they gather rubbish around that area, they burn it, they make sure that the trenches are clean, they remove the dirty things, the polythenes, the papers, and making sure that, you know, toilets are clean.
No, I don't have. Such responsibilities are there, but people want to be consulted about before doing something. A person should do something. If he or she sees something bad, he or she must take a hand on it. It's not that the person responsible, you should go to first, then seek for permission and do this.
No, I'm busy with my work schedule. As my work schedule, it's so busy, so I just don't have time for that. You know, people always blame the government for everything. Me, I don't believe that. I don't think the government is involved in that. It's the people themselves. It's me, myself. It's just me.
You better do the talking. My money has your cash here. I'm spending just on shopping.
Yo, 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 yo,
yeah, I feel I have some social responsibilities. In Africa, we have extended family. So as such, you don't only take care of your immediate family, but you also take care of other people surrounding you. That means even orphans from distant relatives, orphans in the community, and other vulnerable as well. So I feel I have a very huge responsibility, rather.
My special responsibility in the community is that I have to take part in everything that happens in the community, which is meant for developing the community as well as the country as a whole. For instance, participating in public works, like we do clean the streets, maintaining the roads that are in our community. Sometimes we do organize ourselves to go to the hospitals, like a cleaning up exercise. Sometimes going to the markets, making sure that the marketplace is looking tidy and it's looking clean.
I realized that I have to give back to the society, because it's the society that has contributed to my success. If I'm able to do something, that is because of the society. In the first place, I've managed to establish a fund. And through this fund, I do support orphans that are underprivileged, more especially in terms of education. I try to provide learning materials to these orphans so that they should have access to education, just as I also have got access to education.
Thanks for your opinions on the topic today. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. We're talking about social responsibility. Now, this basically means an individual's engagement with their community. This can be expressed as an interest towards what's happening in the community, as well as in the active participation in the solving of some of the local problems. Now, a socially responsible generation understands that they are part of a collective social contract that requires them to actively participate in all aspects of that society's development. It's about playing your part. We shouldn't wait for others to come and do things for us, but instead take initiatives that promote our community and its welfare, that make our area better.
Right, Nadia, for example, by taking part in the cleaning of the street in which you live, or you take part in organizing an event that is connected to this, to the community at large, or giving social services to children without parents, or helping elders of the community, etc. Individual social responsibility can be expressed in many ways. So is there a connection between social responsibility and social entrepreneurship? Zachary Kaufman is a young lawyer and social entrepreneur and author. His recent book is Social Entrepreneurship in the Age of Atrocities. I got him on the line. And we start off by talking about one's social responsibility to their community.
So social responsibility is such an important topic. We're all, of course, members of not only our local community, but also the state and the nation and the international community. Our social responsibility is determined by the various laws and ethics. Laws tell us what we can and can't do, and ethics tell us what we should and shouldn't do. And our religions also may play a role as well, to the extent that you have a religion. So we all make an impact on the world around us, and social responsibility means that we have an obligation to make a positive impact to benefit the society at large and also the environment. And our individual responsibility, which is also sometimes called pro-social behavior, can be practiced in multiple ways, such as by donating to charity or consuming environmentally friendly, which are also known as green products.
Right.
Or recycling, or sharing, or donating blood, or even volunteering our time to worthy causes.
Okay. Now, there are very many actors in any single society or single community, and that includes individuals, people, but also companies and organizations that work in these communities. Would you say that a company or a business has a different social responsibility from an individual?
Well, in many ways, individuals and corporations have similar social responsibilities. They both recognize that the interdependence of the unit, whether an individual or a business, and the greater world around it. But the definition of corporate social responsibility is a little different. Corporate social responsibility is a set of policies and mechanisms for businesses to regulate themselves, to comply with, or even to advance certain legal, ethical, and industry norms and standards. And this is all based on the principles of accountability and transparency and respect. It's sometimes referred to as the concept of doing well by doing good. And there are various types of social responsibilities and examples that that we could discuss.
Okay. Now, Zach, you have a very interesting story. I've known you for quite a while, a couple of years now. And ever since I've known you, you've been involved in some sort of social venture, social project that you're working on. And this has been going on for over a decade now. Tell us briefly a little bit about your story. What inspired you? What is your motivation?
There are various sort of personal and professional experiences that we have that have motivated me in this way. So first off, many of my relatives died in the Holocaust, and so I learned early on about human rights violations. And my mother grew up in South Africa, and so I also learned early on about the challenges developing countries, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, face. And then when the genocide against Tutsi occurred in Rwanda in 1994, I was in high school, so I was sort of coming of age and learning about the world around me, and I immediately saw the parallels to the Holocaust and thought that it was incumbent on all of us as members of the international community to help. And so when I eventually began working in Rwanda, I learned that the country had never had a public library. And as I knew how the lack of open access to accurate information had contributed to the genocide, I concluded that building Rwanda's first public library was a critical project.
Okay. And of course, there's so many others that we won't have time to get into right now. But let me ask you, is this something that was taught to you, at these values that you were instilled in by your parents, or it just came naturally?
I think for some people, a sense of social responsibility can be innate, and for others, it's learned. Some people are born with sort of a strong ethical compass, including a social responsibility. And then others learn such behavior and way of engaging through their parents and teachers and religious and political leaders. And I'm very fortunate to have had wonderful parents and grandparents who taught me that it's my responsibility to engage with my community, whether local or global, and to really become involved. And so I think for me, a lot of it was taught to me by people I trust.
Okay. Now let's talk again about a topic that you're quite fond of, that you're passionate about, and that's social entrepreneurship, and how that is also part of social responsibility. What is social entrepreneurship, Zach?
Social entrepreneurship is an innovative venture, whether for-profit, non-profit, or some combination, which seeks to further a social and/or environmental objective. And social entrepreneurship can be, but is not necessarily a component of social responsibility. Social responsibility seeks to further a social and or environmental objective, just like social entrepreneurship, but social responsibility need not be entrepreneurial. So, for example, a corporation that is socially responsible would reduce the amount of paper it uses unnecessarily, but it may do so in a conventional way, such as simply by printing out fewer emails or by printing on both sides of a piece of paper.
Okay. And your book, your new book that you published recently, Social Entrepreneurship in the Age of Atrocities, that's correct. That's the title, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that book. What is in that book? What should a reader expect in that book?
Sure. The book provides insight about social entrepreneurship in a particular field, and that field is atrocities, including genocide and other serious human rights violations. And so basically what it does is it discusses the challenges, the obstacles, and also the opportunities for social entrepreneurship in those areas, and it lends new insight into the concept and the history and the methodologies of the field. And then it profiles particular case studies, and those include the National Vision for Sierra Leone, Asylum Access, the Kigali Public Library, Indigo Africa, Generation Rwanda, Orphans Against AIDS, Americans for Informed Democracy, and Children of Abraham. And it discusses how those social entrepreneurship organizations were started, what their objectives are, and whether or not they've been successful over time and how that can be measured.
Injustice are where them really need overall. The way them deal with mankind, all my girls start back. Justice are where the youths them need overall. The way them deal with mankind, hey yo. And then she not go cry for no guy in a no three-piece suit. Nor no pretty boy in a no Chris Nike boot. She don't fall for dapper, she don't cry for no dupe. She shed those lonely tears for the little ghetto youths. We're calling starry, starry, ex-news and cleaner. Food might be dirty, but his heart is much cleaner than those politicians fighting dumb sense of mania. And get up every day, them want to run this arena. Extra, extra, read all about it. Get a youth in need and there is no doubt about it. If baby won't feed and can't do without it, Big 45 going to scout it. Oh no, the youth them balling out.
As an individual, you know, I've helped those who can't afford, you know, something like food. You know, there are times whereby you are able to help those who can't afford food. And also, I have helped, like, giving them, you know, some clothes which I no longer use, you know. So as an individual, I've done that.
It is proper to assist to the community in which I live, because that's the only way of sharing whatever I have with the people. And at the same time, as a human being, in one point in time, I may consider to at least to contest for any political position. Let's say councillor, I may also stand as a member of parliament. This will require people to know me. And for my community to vote for me into such positions, they need to know me. I need to be with them. I need to participate in whatever activities are taking place in that particular community.
By name, I'm Kenny Evans, South Sudanese. For us here in Juba, at times when it comes to a day of cleaners, when the government or just the community leader of that specific area, when he asks the citizens that tomorrow there is going to be a general cleaner, so he urges people to come and join hands and clean the environment. So I find myself also involved in it. And I thought that is a great thing.
I love the vibes, I love the
Now, Nadia, these are values that should be instilled in young people from childhood, growing up, whether it's at home, whether it's at school. The idea that you are socially responsible for the environment around you, for the community around you, for your society, and that you should be part of shaping the direction in which it moves, ultimately deciding the future of your society, of your people, and of yourself. And that our lives are in many ways interconnected one way or another. If you live in this community and I'm polluting it, it's not only going to affect me, but also the people around me and the generations to come.
Absolutely, Jackson. And young people need to grow up understanding the concept of social responsibility, that there's an onus on every one of us living in a community to contribute to the betterment of that area. It should be taught at home, it should be taught in the school, it should become a way of life. Whether it's the village, a small town, or the residential complex in the big city, each community, wherever you are in the world, lives its own life, and that undergoes a process of development all the time. And the pace of that development is often dependent on the people who live in that community. And every one of us can take part in that development in different ways. I mean, there's a big call in South Africa at the moment for people to play their part. And, you know, sometimes the question arises, well, how do I play my part, you know? And here's the thing. You don't need money to play your part. You don't need access to any specific resources. You don't need any special infrastructure to play your part. Play your part could be helping someone cross the road. It could be assisting to give lessons, education lessons, math lessons, English lessons in your community where you see there's a need. It could be to help teach someone to speak a language that they want to learn, or teach children how to read, teach an elder who doesn't know how to read, teach that person how to read. You can play your part by simply picking up litter, or by, you know, removing alien vegetation in your local parks. The ways to play your part are countless, you know, to just get up and do something to help your neighbor.